Yeah, Stevie Wonder. Hotter than July. I think anyone owned my stuff, huh?
You know yourself.
We had every one of his albums, Songs in the Key of Life. You know, for not having vision, he's got a lot more vision than most people that supposedly have vision, eh? Yeah. I live every day like it's my last, and I'm not suggesting everybody else should do that, but that's why it's so much easier for me to handle the situations I come across, because I've prepared myself for this my whole life. I haven't saved anything. Anything that was important to me is somehow lost, you know, in the haze of my life. But I'm happier because I don't have much to worry about, right? I got grandkids to, you know, take the legend forward. They don't have my last name, but it doesn't matter. They know who I am, and they'll be able to live on after I'm not. And that's why it's so important for us to protect this planet. It just drives me nuts.
I hear you, man. We got a caller. We got Al on the line. You want to bring him on?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Al, thanks.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad.
You were speaking earlier about the fireworks. Have you ever witnessed any of my brother's fireworks when those things go off? I'm talking about the Vietnam veteran.
Oh, man. I know what it did to my animals, to the dogs and cats. It's freaked them out.
I'm talking about my brothers who fought
right.
in Vietnam.
I totally understand.
Fireworks, and as soon as they start shooting those things off, they hit the ground because they start remembering what they were dealing with over there.
Yeah.
And see, everybody doesn't love fireworks. And it's just a thought. And see, I have idiots who live in my neighborhood who get out with their shotguns and do whatever. They don't think about, I live up there, 7 veterans within 2 blocks of my house. And they don't think about us.
No, I really appreciate those sentiments, Al, and I'm right there with you. I mean, I don't, even without what that does to human beings, I'm totally against it. But yeah, to think about that, to put it in that perspective, that these were people who actually, you know, defended our democracy or thought they were doing that and were used for an evil purpose, you know, whenever war, I don't care who starts the war and who gets in and who finishes, and nobody ever wins, man, and it's just sad.
You've never been around mortar fire and explosions
right.
Nope. And bombs dropping around you, etc. You don't understand how we feel about them shooting off rockets celebrating something. In the last 2 weeks, some idiots that live around me have been shooting off fireworks at night off of Lake Mendota. And the sounds still resonate in my house. And it sounds like they're almost in my backyard. But the point is, they don't know who's living there. And as I said, within 2 blocks of me, there are 7 veterans who actually served in Vietnam, including me, and I don't appreciate it at all.
No, and thank you. Yeah, no, thanks for sharing that with us so other people can understand exactly what you're talking about. And the way the world is today with all the violence and with all the, I mean, you can't go anywhere now. We know, we understand that at any time there could be gunfire erupting, and so you have that on top of what you're talking about, the experience of Vietnam veterans, because pretty much all our other veterans have passed on now, with a few World War II veterans left. And so many of our Vietnam veterans that suffered from the day they got back, you know, that nobody ever cared. And I have friends that were in Vietnam that, you know, don't live with shelter, and I haven't seen them in a while, and I'm guessing that some of them are probably gone at this point. But
I want to really thank Al for the perspective too, because like the Vietnam vets, for sure. Also remember, there's a whole lot of younger vets out there that served, you know, time in Iraq, time in Afghanistan. Those situations, I mean, I have a personal friend, one of my best friends, who it still haunts him, and he was only there for a year and a half, but that stuff, you don't shake it. And you think about that, like I would like to see Maybe there's some money that should be put into that from the government. If they want to support veterans, how about a public awareness campaign about what these loud sounds, about what fireworks, about what gunshots, about what that does to our veterans who are back home, who got out of those war zones and have to live with that. How about some money pumped into that, educating the public about when they're celebrating and doing this or firing their gun up in the air, whatever they're doing, what that does to so many people. That's...
Well, now you're making me bummed out because this is a reality of the world. I just don't see us ever getting better than what we are right now. I really don't see it happening because there's just too many people that are living that, you know, that fake great American dream, whatever, because it works for them. Doesn't work for a lot of other people, but I have no faith in man. And
how about some hope, though, man? The younger generation, I believe in them. It's going to take them a little while to get to the positions they need to make the influence. But these kids today, these kids that I've talked to and encountered, a lot of them get it. They get it. And we just need to get these older people that have been running the show way too long out of the way, infuse more younger people in there because they get it.
Well, I guess I would have to find, since I'm with that crowd and that thinking.
I mean, not right. saying you.
No,
man.
No.
You're an exception.
I mean, when we talk about the veterans that, you know, really that have served, I mean, the Vets for Peace was made up of Vietnam veterans. All these guys were against the atrocities of war. They were there. They, you know, they lost brothers. They, you know, they lost friends. If we go back, I wish... I don't know. I don't watch any of those movies anymore. There's so many films that I do not watch anymore because of what has been revealed to me over the last 20 years about human beings and how our society is so degraded at this point, you know, and just collapsing all around us. And I mean, how many examples do you have to have, right? Right down from, I complain about it daily, is the way people drive. And if we really cared about, well, why do we have all these laws if there's nobody out there enforcing them? There's not really, there's cops out there enforcing the speed limit and stuff like that. But hey, let's make it even safer. Let's just put the cameras up. Is there anybody out there that's a legislator that doesn't see the dangers in driving? And at least we could eliminate some of this by... Yeah, sure, putting up these cameras that'll take pictures of your plates. And everybody's always so paranoid about, well, then they're going to know this. And well, you know, if people were more responsible, and for the most part, I see people driving, they can't be responsible.
Hey, you're online. They know everything anyway already. Like, if you don't know that, I mean, come on.
Your car, your phone, you can't even, you all know, things. You'd have to rebuild a car and take all the devices out of it so that satellite can't say right. Oh, OnStar, that's great, man. And you guys like that, right? Because they fear you into, oh, there's the old lady in the parking lot and some thug coming to get her groceries and just hit the OnStar, right? And, of course, it's always the old white lady and then
it's always
some dark figure coming at you, which is supposed to be. Right. I mean, come on. And people don't look at the world that way. And I turn channels off because of what I see. I'm like, nah, I can't. You know, you're just getting me mad. And so that's why I say I may unplug at some point and just say, I've had enough of this, right? I don't think there's any one thing I can do that's really going to make the world better by myself. I can't, you know, and I don't feel, lots of times I don't feel like I've got a lot of people riding with me. No, that's not to say that there aren't people out there thinking and agreeing with the same thing, but we don't have any real avenue or real path into bringing this to the light of people that need to see this. It's right before our eyes. Climate change and everything. I mean, it's like 115 everywhere except here.
Yeah.
Just because. I've always said we're the center of the universe, and I know this for a fact because I am here. You didn't get that, right?
I got you.
Okay.
Listen, man, we got a break coming up, and then we got Mark here on the other side of the break.
Cool.
But you have... I understand it's kind of a rough show today in terms of, hey, there's a lot of negative stuff going on, and we got to spin a little bit more to positive. I got at least one more positive before we go for you. But what I love about you is your passion, and you're just real. Like, And that's why today's show is a little raw, because it's real, man. That's who you are, and you're bringing it across. So it's good to get the stuff out. It's good to get it out, and you are. I don't care if there's not a lot of people riding with you. You're making a difference with what
you're
doing.
I can be raw. This show is not raw.
I get it. I'm not talking like Eddie Murphy.
And
raw,
on Facebook, I can't even say close to the things that I say, you know, on this show, where, you know, I can say that this country just sucks, you know, and people are, oh, I got, it's not just me. There's other people that I'm friends with on Facebook that are booted every 30, 40 days, whatever it is. It's terrible. I mean, we're really not being suggesting any kind of violence and not harassing anybody by saying that. We are Americans, right? We're supposed to be proud of that. But you just can't say anything against her, man. Nothing against her.